Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
That's it.
There is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
And there you have it, folks. If you ain't first, you're last. And also, this is the Takeover Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Seeker. It is episode 163 and another beautiful day in the Treasure Valley. And another phenomenal episode we got in store for you guys. And you know what? This isn't possible with just me being here. I got a guy that makes it happen behind the camera. Sean DeVille, welcome back. How we doing?
Welcome. Yeah, doing good. We, what was it, last week on Friday, went to the game.
Yes.
I was there the whole game, unlike Ryan. He left at halftime.
Oh, it's because, like, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
But yeah, no, it was a good weekend.
Okay, good. Good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the whole game. I enjoyed the whole game as well. But yeah, at halftime, I was like, you know what? No, these boys got it.
Yeah.
These boys got it. And I'd seen enough. Because you know what? Our guest right now, once I saw that touchdown, I was like, you know what? Good game, Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
You can just get back on the plane, go back home. Because for episode 163, we have Ben Ford, wide receiver, Eagle, Idaho. Built for tough is what Tubner's calling you, man. Does the name Tubner ring true?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. I drive a Ford, too, so, you know, makes sense.
Oh, so, yeah, it's just, I mean, is this on purpose, or was this, Lithia doesn't have you yet, huh?
No, Lithia does not have me yet, sadly, but, no, yeah, just my first car, my dad's work truck, Ford.
Okay. Well, that name does ring true, then, and Eagle High School, stand up. Give me some dab, because, hey...
Hey. Mustangs, come on!
Mustangs, baby,
yes,
let's
sir.
Go. Yes, sir.
I've been waiting
Treasure
for
Valley.
This. Yes, sir. Former Eagle High School alumni. But, Ben, Eagle High School, class of 2021, dual threat quarterback.
That's right.
Is what I was seeing. A little more rushing yards your senior year than passing yards.
Yeah. It was pretty much always that way.
Okay, were you quarterback all 4 years, or were you running back to start? How did this high school journey go?
I was a quarterback all 4 years, pretty much. They kind of convinced me to play it starting freshman year. I was a receiver before that. And then they said, play quarterback for us. And then, sophomore year, I ended up starting on varsity and then took the rest of the 3 years like that. Yeah.
All right. So you're him. You were him. Okay.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah. And you're also a baseball player.
Yep.
Yeah. Which sport did you like at the time in high school? Because you got an offer from University of Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love both sports, honestly. Football is always number one for me over baseball a little bit, just because I started that way younger as a kid, and I've always had that passion for it, you know. But, yeah, I mean, in high school, I was getting a lot more looks at baseball, so at the time, I was thinking that was what I was going to do, to be honest with you. And then, things ended up changing.
Okay, and you were a pitcher, or what was your position?
I played outfield.
Outfield?
Yeah.
Center field?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're fast.
Yeah, just
always been fast.
Ran around out there, yeah.
Okay, and so what were your baseball stats hitting wise? You could probably hit the ball pretty well then, right? For going to Seattle.
Yeah, not bad. Say I was more a top of the lineup guy, like a leadoff, just get on base guy and then steal a base.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly what my average was, but I'm sure it was in the 300s somewhere. Hopefully pushing 400. I think.
Okay, and then. You all of a sudden got an offer to go play football for Boise State. And that's when you're like, okay, sticking to football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was a no-brainer, right, when you got that offer?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, other things kind of were, I was giving a lot of thought into the whole process, you know, thinking I wanted to play football somewhere but didn't really have a good place I wanted to go. And then I was thinking trying to play both at some school, have to walk on for football and try to play baseball as well. And then... And Boise State came with the offer. I was like, yeah, no brainer. Like, play football and scholarship, all that. So be
hometown.
Home too. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, family's here.
Family's right down the street. Yeah.
So I saw on your 24/7 profile you had Army and the University of Idaho. hitting you up? Mm-hmm. Any consideration to either one of those?
I mean, a little bit of consideration to Army, I'd say, just because, like, that would be unreal to go play football there and obviously, you know, be an officer and serve our country after. But that's just – at the time, I was thinking, you know, I'd rather go play baseball at UW at that point or figure out something else. So
I was going to say, you already have the West Point haircut down.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. This is before the buzz cut, but I could definitely rock it.
You would have fit in just fine.
I would have fit in perfectly.
Yeah. So you get to Boise State. And your red shirt. What was your first year at Boise State like? Kind of walk me through that.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool. I think the first thing was just, like, meeting all these new people from different places, you know, around the country. You know, being here, I mean, I've been here all throughout high school, all throughout middle school and all that. So being dudes from Texas and Cali that, you know, play big-time football in high school and come in as freshmen, you know, looking a little different than me, It was cool to build relationships with them all year long and, you know, meet some friends that, you know, I have to this day. And then, you know, I mean, D1 football is just a different animal, man. Like, you get there and, you know, kid from high school, you think you're a big dog in high school and whatever, but, you know, you get to the real show and it's like, yeah, everyone's a big dog. Like, everyone's doing their thing in high school, you know, so it's different for sure.
So when you first – who was, like, your first, like, main – friend that you got out of the whole locker room? Who'd you click with the best, like, right off the bat?
I'd say probably Colt Fulton and Luke Voorhees. Those are, like, my two boys.
Oh, sweet.
I still live with Luke. He's still on the team. Colt's down in Utah working his finance job now. But
oh, nice.
Yeah, those are probably the two dudes that I connected with off the bat. I mean, there were so many others, though, dude. Like, it was great. And just the culture that they have there, like, they really help bring freshmen in and help you get developed. And, you know, that whole receiver room my freshman year, too, those are some good dudes. I mean, obviously, Khalil was there.
Shaq
was there. I mean, it was pretty crazy to see him in the flesh. I mean, obviously, he wasn't on the stage. He is now yet. But I could just tell watching him practice that he was insane. Like, he was always open, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
And a great dude off the field, too. So, I mean, he was he was great. And
he just helped a bunch of dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see that?
Saved a bunch of dogs,
dude, that was incredible. Yeah. Yeah, what, like 13, 18, something like that?
Something, yeah, high teens, something like that.
I was like, Bronco Seriously, Nation, stand guy, up, man. Dude. That was super cool. Yeah. And then he got his bag in Buffalo this last offseason.
That's right. Hella deserved.
100%. Absolutely.
What a player, man. Yeah, he balls out.
Yeah, I was going to say, even just at Boise State, I don't know how he fell in the fifth round in that draft, but some of the catches, and how tall is he? He's only like 6'1", I want to say. He's not like a massive.
Yeah, he's not
massive.
Super, I would say 6 foot, 6'1", somewhere around
but
there.
But, dude, he played like he was 6'5". I swear. 100%. Dude, that BYU catch.
Oh, my gosh. His catch radius for exactly like you said, like being 6 foot, 6'1", like his catch radius around him, like you threw the ball wherever and around him and he would catch the ball. Like whether it was with one hand or like this, it was crazy. So
ridiculous.
Ridiculous,
So you had Shaq. Who else was in there?
Octavius Evans. He was a big dog. Yeah, he was. That was another guy, freshman year, coming in, like, looking at whatever D1 receiver looks like. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy's huge,
like,
man.
Bro. Like,
yeah, exactly. It was, I mean, Steph Cobbs, Billy Bowens, those guys. All those guys, man, yeah.
Okay. Well, good room to be in, dude.
100%, yeah, it was awesome.
What was, like, the biggest lesson that you learned your freshman year? Kind of like, okay, what was, like, your biggest takeaway after that?
I think, like, just the grind that it takes to – really put yourself in a position to be on the field and all the preparation that really goes into each and every practice, really, like to be dialed in on what you got to do within certain plays at every single day. Like it takes a lot of preparation outside of just us watching film and meeting together. You know, you got to do a lot on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those older guys did a good job of preaching that to me, like early and helping get the guys together and connect on and off the field and then go over film some days and whatnot. So I think that was the biggest thing for sure.
And you didn't really have the easiest, I mean, fast forward to now, but like your journey from what I saw, dude, like you did not have it super easy because unfortunately you had that knee injury at practice.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you felt the pop, did you think it was an ACL?
Yeah, I knew it was an ACL just because I had already torn my other ACL in high school and it was pretty much the same pop. And I was like, I was pretty distraught after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just, I could not imagine. Because now you're like, dude, I got to go through this all over again. But I don't want to speak for you here, but I want to give the audience a little bit of insight. So it looks like you went the whole year, what is it, redshirt sophomore year? And then it wasn't like a misdiagnosis, but didn't like the rehab go wrong and you had to like sit out another year?
Yeah, it was so it was my redshirt freshman year, I think. Yeah, okay. Redshirt freshman year that I tore it. And then, tried to get back, obviously, my redshirt sophomore season. And then leading up into that fall, like, it just wasn't going well, like, rehab and everything. And then I was like, I don't know. Like, it feels like something's wrong, honestly. Like, I'm not getting to where I should be. And then we ended up getting some more images on it and whatever. And they were like, oh, yeah, you got this. It's called a Cyclops lesion.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically just something behind my ACL ligament that was messing everything up and making it hurt. So we just had to get another surgery and go in and get that out. But we didn't end up doing that till like during the fall. Yeah.
No, yeah. Bro. And how do you think that, like, what causes that?
Honestly, know? I don't know. They said it could have been a lot of things. I'm not really sure exactly how it happened. It's weird, yeah.
Just kind of like oh my goodness. Because so like, when you're kind of going through this whole rehab, are you having trouble like kind of like standing up, sitting down a lot? Like over time, you're kind of like, okay, it's not getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously like the first, you know, really 3 to 4 months, you know, it's all going to hurt. Like you just got surgery, you know, so it was hurting. And then, yeah, I tried to think back to like what my process went like when I did my first one. And it was kind of like, first one was going a lot more smoothly. Like I felt like at 6 months I could run and I could do stuff without it hurting. And that just wasn't happening with this one. And then, I was still just trying to keep on the grind and keep doing the stuff to hopefully make it better. And I think, I mean, honestly, I probably did too much to where I just messed it up even more. And maybe that created it in there and whatever, messed it up. But I don't know. There was definitely times where I was pushing it where I was like, and clearly something was wrong, but we're just trying to rehab through it.
And then you got back on the field, redshirt junior year.
Yep.
With Ashton Gentry's final season, man, what a year that was. And you played all 11 games, right?
I don't think all 11, but good amount, probably half.
Okay.
And a half, yeah.
Okay.
Special teams and offense between them.
Okay. But hey, you were healthy the whole season.
Right, healthy
the whole season.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah,
and you're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you were in, I think you got a catch in that Oregon game, right? Or a rep, didn't you? Or like
yeah, I played a little bit in the Oregon game on offense. I think my first catch was maybe Oregon State towards the end of the year, something like that. I think it was,
oh, okay.
Because I had a catch in Oregon State, then UNLV championship, and then in the Fiesta Bowl. So like that was like okay. My three.
Consecutive catches.
Consecutive in a row, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm curious. So, out of your whole career so far, what's the loudest stadium you've been in compared to, was it Autzen Stadium in Oregon, Thunder Stadium in Eagle, Idaho?
Yeah, definitely Thunder Stadium. We got that thing rocking.
I was going to say, I'm like, hey, all what, 2,000 of us over in Eagle?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with that PA announcer.
That's
right. Dude, hey, there's nothing like it. You don't talk about stadium pulls.
That's right. That's number one.
Could not imagine that being a road game in Eagle, Idaho.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Man. Yeah. But, I mean, all jokes aside, was Autzen Stadium probably just an unreal environment?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the stadium itself is huge. When you pull up, you're like, holy crap, it's massive. And then, yeah, freaking, it was loud. The fans were rocking the whole game. Fourth quarter came around. We were in a tight game, and they were getting after it. So, yeah, it was a sweet experience for sure.
Ben Ford, in your opinion, what's the best sports movie you've ever seen?
That's a really good question. I still remember The Titans, probably. It's a good one.
Classic.
Sure. Yeah, classic, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, like, baseball-wise, Bad News Bears, great movie.
Okay, yeah.
Great one, yeah.
Yeah, baseball, dude, for me, Moneyball is like...
Moneyball is great, too.
That hits home.
Moneyball is great.
Yeah, and there's not, like not a lot of players playing in it, but I think Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill,
yeah,
the money, like, the financial side of the sport,
mm-hmm,
just masterpiece.
Great movie. Great,
yeah,
movie,
chills. Sure. Oh. Great movie. Remember the Titans is good, too.
Mm-hmm, solid one.
Wow. Ryan Gosling, though, liability.
Liability.
Bro, get off the field.
Seriously.
You're handsome, get off the field.
Like, we get it. You're you're pretty boy.
Yeah, okay.
Just get off the field, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, next. Next up. Okay, remember the Titans and the Bad News Bears. Classics. Okay, you're a classics guy, huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel about, how do you feel about, like, the Friday Night Lights movie compared to the show? Are you a big, like, Friday Night Lights guy?
I haven't seen either.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been told that I need to watch it, and I'm really bad at watching shows and turning stuff on, so I need to get in on that.
Kind of with you.
Yeah.
I mean, in, like, your free time, are you, like, a video games guy? Would you rather do that, or would you rather, like, sit down and watch something?
Usually rather to sit down and watch something, honestly. I used to be more, I went back and forth, a bit more video games guy. Back when me and all my friends were on the Call of Duty grind, we would get on there.
Oh.
That would be our free time, yeah.
The Warzone?
Yeah, we'd be on the Warzone. We'd be running ranked multiplayer this last year. It was a good time, man.
Man, yeah, those, COVID Warzone.
Oh, yeah.
There was nothing like it. And then what, 2017 Fortnite?
Yeah, I mean, COVID Fortnite, too, for me. That's what I was playing, too. Warzone and Fortnite.
Yeah.
I was still on the grind, but yeah.
That's when Fortnite, in my opinion, had, like, its last, like, push.
Yeah, for sure.
But then now it's just like, I can't do it.
I can't do it anymore.
It's too sweaty.
Yeah, it's too much. I try to get on and people are building and whatnot. And, we're playing zero builds.
Bro, you're like, cooked.
Exactly.
Come on.
There's no point. Yeah, there's literally no point.
Back to football. And I've asked a lot about Spencer Danielson on the show, but I was kind of curious. Like, I want to focus more on, like, a other coach, Matt Miller, former player, wide receiver coach. What's it like been working with him? Your whole career here?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think me and him have a good relationship, and I think he does a good job of, like, developing guys and making guys feel good in the room and encouraging them a lot. He's a mastermind when it comes to football, man. His scheme is up there with the best, and he does a really good job of getting us ready. Like, he knows what it takes, you know, being a former player. He knows what it takes to sit in the seats and do the work and do the mental stuff to, you know, get on the field and be confident. So he does a great job.
So he's kind of like a college football 26. He's like, his archetype's like, he's a tactician / motivator type of coach.
Yeah, you could say that for sure. Yeah, definitely a motivator for sure. Yeah.
He'll
get to yelling for sure.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Really? He seems kind of, from an outside, he seems sort of laid back.
Yeah, he is. And then when practice comes around, he's not.
Really?
But he's for the most part, he is laid back. But
what's the quickest way to piss off Matt Miller in practice?
M.A., missed assignment.
Really?
If you go out there and you do something wrong, yeah, he'll get mad. But that's the first way to do it.
What was the last missed assignment you've had?
I've had one recently. I mean, it depends on if you're saying, like, blatantly ran the wrong route or, like, messed up within the play, but probably.
Let's go blatantly wrong. Yeah.
Got to be last season sometime for sure. Not this season, yeah. So.
Yeah, we're locked in this year.
This year I'm locked in, yeah. I haven't done that yet. So.
Okay. Is he a grab-the-face-mask kind of coach?
I wouldn't say that far, but okay. he'll definitely get in your face, but he won't grab the face mask now.
Okay. Because I feel like there's, like, a certain level of that kind of coach.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah, for sure. Okay. He'll definitely get all up in your face mask, but I don't think he'll grab it.
Enough for you to be like, hey, I can't mess this up.
100%, yeah. It'll motivate you to lock in for sure.
Okay. Well, back, I want to still talk about that 2024 season that we just had last year. A little bit about Ashton. You know, you kind of were with him pretty much the whole time he was here. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, what was it like just kind of watching Ashton grow as a person, as a player? Like, what was that like just kind of being with him all those 3 years?
Yeah. It was amazing to see his journey. I mean, he had talent the whole time, you know, but thing about him was he came in and just got to work and got so much better. Like, and you could see it just from year to year, even week to week. Like, he would grind in the off season, in season. Like, he would do everything he could to be the best player that he could. And I mean, obviously he's one hell of a player, so he did an amazing job. Yeah.
Was he a little shy his freshman year? Did he open up kind of more of, like, eventually his junior year, or has he just always been kind of like a pretty funny dude?
Yeah, he's always been a funny dude. He definitely was a little shy at first. He actually, we lived in the same dorm when he came in. He came in and he moved into this dorm with me and two other kids, and our dorm room was just horribly messy. And we were like, And people were getting mad at us and stuff. The coaches getting mad at us. And we were like, you didn't tell us anybody was moving in. Like, it's not our fault, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was just funny, man. Like, his whole family was in there. And to think about it now that I left my dorm room messy for Ash and Genty and his family to walk into, like, that's messed up. So I feel bad now, but, yeah.
Kind of haunts you a little bit.
For sure, yeah. Nah.
You're just like, definitely. What was I thinking?
Nah, seriously, I should have known. I should have known.
Do you have, like a Kobe story for Ashton? Like, and from your perspective, where it's like, dude, like, I saw him at 3 a.m., like, he was dripping sweat or something like that. Or is there anything like that that comes to mind? Or
I wouldn't say anything.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, the Matt Barnes, like, dude, I'm telling you, man, next morning he's dripping sweat. Yeah.
Pre-game, post-game, yeah.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say I have anything crazy like a Kobe-level story like that. But, I mean, like I said, he just did it consistently. Like, he would show up and do the work and put in the mental, put in the physical, and he got all the, you know, he got everything that he put into it, you know. So, hell of a player.
And Ben Ford, so going into this season, after having a whole healthy season in 2024, was there anything you did different going into your final year, or were you doing just the same process, you know, same reps? Like, what did you do differently going into this year compared to the other, you know, years you've been here?
I think this year what was different and what was a good thing for me was, you know, I wasn't hurt. So in the off season I was able to get out, run routes, catch balls full speed, you know, do everything that a receiver needs to learn to do. Because I really hadn't been able to do that in any of the last 3 off seasons that I've had. So I think that was just different. And I feel like I didn't put more on it just because it was my last season and whatnot. I think it was just like I knew what I needed to do. And I just finally had the opportunity to let my body was letting me do it finally. So, yeah, I think just putting the work in consistently and really getting better at receiver helped me out a lot.
Right on, dude. Yeah. So – how about this? I'm just curious, and I got to ask. So going into South Florida, Tampa, started good, but then I got to ask, man, what was the vibes like after that game? Because that, like, holy smokes.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's tough, you know. You prepare for, I mean, damn near a whole year prior to that game, you know. So it's like, it's really, really disappointing. And obviously the way that we played was not to our standard whatsoever, and that was probably the more upsetting part, was like, you know, if we went out there and had a shootout, played a great game, and they won because maybe they outplayed us in the last play of the game, that's one thing. But, yeah, like, I mean, to lose like that opening game of the season definitely doesn't feel good for the whole team. Yeah.
Was practice a little different that following week?
I think, yeah, I mean, yeah, it definitely was. I mean, we all just kind of felt like there was just an urgency that we needed to have. And, I mean, not that we felt like we didn't need that before, but I think that was just kind of a wake-up call for us to be like, all right, like, we know what we can do. Like, let's not let that game define us or anything. Like, let's move on. Let's learn from our mistakes in that game, and then let's get back to work. And I think we did a really good job of that.
Absolutely. Because Eastern Washington, dude, best game you've ever had.
Yeah.
Your first touchdown?
Yep,
if I'm not mistaken, yeah, dude, on an absolute dot from the laser, Mormon, yeah. Manziel, Maddox Madsen himself. And
Mormon Manziel. That's good.
You scored an absolute, what, like 60-plus yard touchdown, I want to say?
Yeah, some 60, yeah, something like that.
Dude, in stride, you caught it, and I was like kind of bummed for you that the end zone that you ran into had no people.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. But, hey, sweet play. But could you imagine if just, like, that whole end zone was filled?
Yeah, it would have been sweet.
Once that, oh, my goodness.
Would have been a lot better for sure. But, hey, yeah. Still great, man.
Yeah.
Still loud as heck in there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Did you notice that, too, though? After the fact, you were kind of like, oh, wow, there's, like, no people. But you were still hyped.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I actually thought about that before the game because I knew we were going to call that play, and I was thinking, I'm going to score on it. But
nice.
I was thinking, which end zone am I going to run into? Like, I was thinking, yeah, like, okay. Am I going to run to the south end zone and see all the people and give them high fives or get hype, or am I going to run to the construction?
Just a camera guy at the bottom.
Yeah, camera guy, get hype around him. That's about it, yeah.
I've been curious, like, this whole offseason to see what that was going to look like. Like, it seems like they're building that thing pretty fast. I was like, man, are they going to finish this? But no, it's not even close.
Yeah, no, yeah. they got they really did rip that foundation of it up like really fast. Like one day we'd come back and we were like, damn, like they're moving along. We thought the same thing. We were thinking like,
yeah,
they might be getting ready for this home opener. Like it looks good. And then
there's probably
just so much more they got to do in there we don't even know about. But it does look good though.
It does. It's gonna look nice.
It's gonna be great.
Did you see the big crane? Did you see the four guys watching the game at the top?
They were on the crane.
Yeah,
I did not.
There
see
was. Yeah. I mean, crazy. Granted, you wouldn't like mid game look all right, way up, but. Yeah. No, yeah, someone next to me is like, dude, look, there's, like, these four construction guys just watching our whole game. And, dude, they have, like, just a giant POV. Just they're looking over the blue.
That's hilarious. Hey, that's probably,
I was gonna say,
the best seats in the house.
I was going to say, probably, dude. And there's four of them, though. Dude, they're, like, right next to each other hugging because it's on that little, like, it's at the very top where, like, you can control the crane, like, where you drive it.
Like that little bubble right there up there.
Yeah, and all four of them are like this, just leaning on the rail, just looking down, watching the game.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah. I'll see if I can. I think I recorded a video of it. I'll have to show you after.
Yeah.
It's a little pixely, but I was like, dude.
That is hilarious, man. Hey, if I was a construction worker, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah. If I'm on the clock, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we were talking about before the game. I was like, can't remember who it was. Someone was talking. We were like, yeah, I mean, if I was a construction worker, I would go up there, act like I'm working, clock in, and just watch the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's working perfect. Hard, boss.
In there. Yeah. We're gonna do
blue collar mentality. Am I right? Come on. Built different here.
That's right. Yeah.
So Ben, what do you like to do in your free time? What does Ben Ford like to do when he's not playing football?
I mean, a lot of golf, like we're already talking about.
Oh yeah.
That's like my summer activity for sure. Golf. Man, school.
Fun.
Yeah,
nice.
Super fun. Yeah. It takes up a lot of my free time. Really just chilling out, hanging with the roommates, just being at the house, man, watching YouTube, watching shows, just hanging out. It's really what I like to do, just kind of chill when you're not at the facility, you know?
When you get a little peace of mind.
Exactly.
A little Ben Ford time.
For sure, yeah.
So with you being a local kid, does anyone on the team kind of hit you up for, like, recommendations or, like, where to go? Yo, Ben, what should we do this weekend? Or, yo, Ben, like, is this spot cool? You ever get that?
I used to get that a lot, actually, like freshman, sophomore year. That used to happen a lot. And I was always terrible with it because I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. There's some good restaurants over there in Eagle, but you don't want to drive 30 minutes over there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. So it's like, there was always stuff like that. And then I think people just stopped asking me because I never gave them anything good. So.
They're like, he gives you nothing to work with.
It doesn't even matter. You might as well just look it up. Yeah.
What's your best favorite spot in Eagle, food wise?
Favorite spot in Eagle, I think Crave's really good.
Great spot.
You've been there?
I have. Yeah. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, Crave's great.
Really good dinner, and that whole complex is going up.
100%.
Yeah. What movie theater? There's like a donut shop. I want to say.
They got a bunch of little things over there. I'm not even sure. I mean,
yeah.
I know they've been putting stuff up. I'm not even sure what they got anymore. They've been putting a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. There's more and more stuff. I don't know if you tried that. I think there's a new Koa in Eagle. It's like Koa, is it Del Mar?
Yeah, something like that. I think, it's I like can't more, remember. It's Koa de Hima or Koa Del Mar or something like that, but yeah.
I think it's the seafood one. It's like Del Mar. I haven't been there, but it seems pretty solid.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with a Rembrandt's.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's that's holding like, down yeah, that
100%.
City. That ain't going nowhere.
Right there, downtown Eagle. That's funny.
Is Bodacious Pig still there?
Bodacious Pig. That's actually a good question. I haven't driven through that street to see, but it's a good question. Yeah, I gotta go find out.
That's a staple.
Yeah,
I do like a good Bodacious Pig. I haven't been there in, sorry, Eagle, a decade. I want to say
yeah, same. Yeah, it's been a while for me.
But no, dude, Eagle and Star. I don't even know if you've been to Star, but dude, that it's exploding out there.
Yeah,
I don't know if family's been telling you.
Yeah, I mean, I know, because I had a bunch of my friends from high school that went to Eagle, like lived in Star. And now it's like, you know, they got a YH and stuff and all that now, but
yeah.
I mean, they're like, yeah, like, oh, my gosh, like, there's crazy amount out there. Like, I don't go out there a ton, but I've just heard from them, like, it's going insane out there.
You a skier, snowboarder, winter guy?
Snowboarder, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do they like you snowboarding?
Yeah, not really. Probably. I mean, at least it's not skiing, you know. Skiing is probably worse than your knees, but, you know, snowboarding, not as bad.
True.
You always hear, you know, like, skiing accidents, people, like, mess up their knees, but, you know, you never hear about snowboarding, so.
Yeah, snowboarding is... That's the thing. It's like skiing, it's the knees, but you can kind of control your fall.
Right.
And like how you land. But I think snowboarding, you can kind of like smack your. I think the head injuries are more with snowboarding.
100%, yeah. Because if you slip out, then I mean you're attached to that thing, like you're going, so it's just right on the head, yeah.
100%. So that's why it's kind of like skiing. You can kind of like slide down, but snowboarding, you're locked in, man.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah.
Okay, well, Ben Ford, the guy that drives the Ford, also Lithia Ford. Can we like get a move on?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
That would be nice. Seriously, yeah.
Out of like every single athlete.
Out of anyone here, man, just only makes sense, you know.
Well, Ben,
it's a layup. It's easy.
It's a layup.
Sean, thank you. Yeah. So with you, hey, this is your first podcast audience, by the way. Don't know if you knew, but what are your thoughts? First time?
Hey, this is great, man. You got a great operation going here. It's a good time.
Yeah, shout out Sean and Roberto. A lot of fun here.
Shout out all the guys, man. Appreciate you guys having me.
Before you go, I got one question for you. Best burger in Boise.
It's a great one. It's a great one.
It can be anything. It's just, hey, if Ben Ford's hungry for a burger, it doesn't have to be like what's close. It doesn't have to be proximity. Like if gas didn't matter, time didn't matter.
Yeah.
Where would you go?
Wild Child, I think.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I work at Percy, so like the same owners. I get a discount at the Wild Child.
Oh, that's sweet.
I finally went there for the first time 3 weeks ago. First Wild Child burger. You got to double it, is what I realized. You got to get the double.
You got to get the double stack, yeah.
But really good.
No, yeah, it is, yeah.
The fries are impressive. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool setup, too.
Great setup, yeah.
Yeah.
They got all the stuff, outdoor seating, all that stuff, yeah. Kay. Ice cream right over there, yeah.
It's nice. Push and pour.
That's right, yeah. Pushing forward too.
Wild Child. Hey.
Good spot.
Way to rep the brand, baby.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you know what? What kind of music do you listen to, Ben?
Usually, I'd say rap and country, my main two. Little house music here and there. Depends on how I'm feeling, you know?
Okay. Dude, we kind of have the same vibe then
same
for music.
Vibe.
Yeah. Because I'm like hip hop rap.
Yeah.
I like the country. I don't know if you're like, are you like a mainstream kind of country, like a Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Zach Bryan?
Yeah.
Or do you dive really deep into the country artists?
Yeah, honestly, I'm more of a mainstream type of guy with the Morgan Wallen, Zach Bryan type crowd.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And then the house music, kind of like the bigger artists too. I'm not like, do you hear this underground? Like,
no, yeah. I mean, honestly, I couldn't even tell you anyone besides Rufus Du Sol or whatever. Is
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
But, I like him. Yeah. I know there's like, I don't know if it's like, I don't know. It's like house or EDM or like.
Yeah.
There's like another genre that I think it's called. But like Fred Again. There's a few other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'll just, if it's on, it's a good vibe, you know.
Okay.
Good vibe for sure.
Do you have a favorite song right now? Or are you kind of like always just like it's.
Yeah. Shuffling? It's always shuffling, honestly. I'm not a favorite song guy. I'm in the car a lot, I feel like. So I'm just on shuffle all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite artist, I guess we could start there. Maybe anyone you're.
See, I'd say Gunna's probably my favorite right now.
Excellent choice.
He's got some good stuff going, man.
His Wanna album.
Yeah.
Top tier.
Amazing, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, yes, sure. That's the word. Thank you. Really good, amazing. Yeah. Okay, this was good.
This was great.
Thank you, Ben, for joining.
Appreciate you.
Wish you
for
luck.
Having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Wish you luck the best of the season. It's already been 45 minutes.
Well, I got a question.
You're right. It did fly by.
See, dude, it just like, it felt like 15.
Yeah, it really did.
Sean.
I got a question.
Please fire away.
Okay, Ben, I heard someone ask this earlier or ask this to another player on a different podcast, but are you pregame? What kind of music are you listening to? Are you listening to the, you know, what they have on in the speakers? Do you have your own headphones in? I know some people like to go a little bit more chill music. Some people want to, you know, see some red when they're listen to music before
right.
the game.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm usually more of a, I need to listen to country throughout the day of game day, like before we put our pads on and all that. Because if I'm listening to hip hop and rap and all that and getting hyped up, like you said, like I'm seeing red and kind of trying not to do that until it's really time to go. So pretty much, I'll have my headphones in, listen to country usually, just kind of calming me down, chilling out, and then once we get out in the field, start warming up and put the headphones on, then it's more time for the hip hop rap type of music.
Ease the nerves talking to mom, dad, whoever.
Right.
Yeah, just being like, Yeah, you don't want to see red when you're talking to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. all that stuff we got to do with it before all the game, man. Yeah, you got to be chilled out for that for sure.
Do you have like a little pregame ritual or like meal that you like to eat every breakfast, or is this just kind of like whatever they give you? Or
I mean, it's pretty much whatever they give you, but it is always the same thing pretty much. We got some French toast, we got some eggs, some bacon, some yogurt. That's pretty much it for me. Yeah, usually my go-to.
Yeah, it's simple though. Gets it. You know exactly what you're going to get on game day.
Exactly, yeah.
That's right. Have to think about it.
Yeah, that's why complicate it?
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, this was episode 163. Shout out Ben Ford, the wide receiver, Boise State. Excellent performance against Eastern Washington. And wish you best luck the rest of the season and here on out for your final year, my man. Is it kind of crazy it's already here?
It is crazy, yeah. I feel like I haven't been there that long, but it's already going.
Wow. Yeah. Man. Well, Ben, I like to do this with all the guests too. If you just want to give one message to Bronco Nation into the camera, it can be about whatever. Like, hey, come support us for so and so, or thank you for this, that. Just like one quick message, just for the upcoming season and what you got on your mind. Whenever you're ready.
Let's see.
Yeah, it can be anything.
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 I would just say, let's keep selling out the stadium on those home games. I've seen a lot of sellouts in a row, so let's keep it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bronco Nation, keep showing out. You got a little Bryson DeChambeau in you. Has anyone ever told you that?
My aunt tells me that all the time.
Dude, I'm just now seeing it.
All the time, yeah. She's always sending me updates on how Bryson DeChambeau is shooting and all that on the tournament day. She's like, oh my gosh, you just you're about to win. I'm like, all right.
Look at you go, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny.
Sean, are you seeing this? Like, it's actually kind of hitting me now.
No, yeah.
Like, it's,
well, as soon as you said that, like, I thought he looked familiar, but maybe just the Boise State. But now I see it now.
Dude, wow.
A little Bryson.
It's more than a little now that I'm seeing it. Yeah. Dude, if you had like his look. Dude, it's even like the Nike shirt with like the logo like he normally has. And he said he's a golfer. Oh, it makes sense. It makes so much sense.
Yeah. I think if he had a hat on, it would seal the deal.
Yeah, that hat. Yeah, I need that.
Sean, hopefully. Give him your hat.
Yeah, Sean, get that hat.
Is that a hat? Okay.
Yeah, give him your Giants hat. I need to see this.
Okay, one sec.
Yeah. This is crazy. How far can you drive the ball?
Nowhere near how far he can drive it. Probably like 300 on a great day, on an absolutely peace drive.
Okay.
Bryson, baby.
Yep. Yeah, holy smokes.
Yeah, I see it.
wait, hang on, wait. Down just a little? Yeah. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, folks. Well, yeah, that's episode 163 with Ben Ford, Bryson DeChambeau doppelganger, Built Ford Tough. Thanks for joining the show, my man. Appreciate you, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. And we'll see you for episode 164. Don't know who the guest is, but we'd love to see you guys tune in. Make sure to like and subscribe, and check out the merch link down below in the comment section. And also, I'll put Ben Ford's NIL link fund in there, too, if you want to throw him a few bucks so he can get some more Wild Child burgers and book some more tea times.
Send it to Lithia Perfect. Ford. Let's get an email chain going to them.
Yeah,
Lithia, let's frickin' hop on, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, y'all have a good one. Much love, and peace.